Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thank you for joining me this morning. My guest is former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. She's running for governor of Wisconsin. And she doesn't know I'm going to do this, but I got an email last night from someone that I want to read before I bring her on the air. And this is what the email says. No one asked me to write this, but I want to share why I am supporting Rebecca Clayfish for governor. More than that, I want to tell you what kind of person she really is. Rebecca Clayfish saved my wife's life. Really. My wife went in for what was supposed to be a routine physical. A few hours later, we were on our way to the emergency room. I'm going to try to get through this without getting upset because it's a sad story. My wife's hemoglobin, the stuff that carries oxygen in your blood, was at 4 when it should be about 13. We knew that wasn't good, but no one was telling us what was wrong. Eventually, we found out it was colon cancer and she needed surgery. God put Rebecca's name in my head. I knew she was a cancer survivor, but couldn't remember what kind. I didn't even know her that well, but I got her number and cold texted her. Almost immediately, I got a text back. Rebecca is in D.C. and will call me soon. A few minutes later, she called. That call saved my wife's life. She gave us great advice on what to do and what we were up against. And she knew firsthand because she defeated colon cancer. But that wasn't the end of it. Rebecca called her doctor to see if she could get us in. Unfortunately, he wasn't available. When she found out that he wasn't available, she researched our surgeon, like really researched him. Turned out our new surgeon advised her surgeon. Small world. Rebecca and her husband Joel were with us the whole way, from surgery through chemotherapy through recovery. We were in touch almost every day and often multiple times a day. I will never forget her telling my wife and I, "You will look back on this time as when you had cancer." That's what we needed to hear. My wife would be okay, and she was right. My wife beat this just like Rebecca did. Rebecca Clayfish was there for both of us. I know she will be there for all of us in Wisconsin. I'm forever on Team Becky. Thank you, Bob, for sending that letter to me. Good morning and welcome to Feedback, Rebecca Clayfish. I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Wow, that was a surprise.
Yep, I'm sorry. I kind of wanted to start.
Bob and Maggie. I know exactly who that is. I know exactly who that is. But Meg, that is why I am running, because you can help so many people. I mean, Bob and Maggie was, one family, but there have been countless families that I've had those phone calls with over the time that I was either lieutenant governor or since that time. Those are the individual cases where, you know, you're in a position where people know that you've experienced something and you may be able to give them some guidance. And Bob and Maggie was one of those wonderful cases, and I knew exactly what they were going through, and I gave Bob Joel's phone number because Joel understood exactly what Bob was going through as the caregiver. And cancer sucks. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just nice to have someone who has been there before who can say, okay, you can get through anything as long as it is finite. And 1 year from today, you're just going to be looking back on this and saying, oh, you know what? That was a tough point in my life, but it is completely in the rearview mirror. And that's honestly what so many of Wisconsin's trials can be for all of us, as long as we can get through this next 8 months together and defeat Tony Evers. Whether it is cancer, whether it is the crime and the fear that people face about the lawlessness on our streets, whether it is the education situations that are stymieing growth in our children's minds and abilities, whether it is election integrity and people are worried and full of fear about their vote actually counting. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get through all of this together. And in January of 23, after Inauguration Day, we will have the most aggressive first 100 days we have ever seen. And we will be able to say, we got through this all together, and our future is exceptional because we were able to get through it. And we will, just like Maggie and Bob did. And you know what? If you're facing cancer today, or if you are facing an economic difficulty today, if you're upset or concerned about this Biden and Evers inflation, if you are worried about the lack of affordability, if you're worried about your child having to go to school and wearing a mask every day, if you're worried about elections, I am telling you right now that we're going to defeat Tony Evers, and we are going to end the craziness that we have all been living in over the last 3 years, and we are going to get back to normal and take back control and give it back to the people of Wisconsin. Not to new normal. We're going to get back to actual normal. And things are going to be terrific in this state again.
Amen. Make Wisconsin great again. Hey,
you got it.
That might be able to fit on a hat, but it's going to be a little bit bigger than Make America.
Wisconsin is kind of long, yeah, but yeah. That's all right. America is long, too.
Right, right.
And President Trump made it work, man.
Right. Okay, so Rebecca, as you may or may not know, I had one of your primary opponents on as a guest earlier this week, and Kevin Nicholson. And I asked him about the video that one of the county chairs of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin provided to me, and I said, "Hey, Kevin, you came out swinging." And essentially, I asked him why it was that he was essentially indicting anyone in the Republican Party, anyone in the legislature, Republicans and also the volunteers that make up the county parties, why he was calling them the machine. And essentially, he was putting you in that category as well. And referring to you as establishment, referring to you as, you know, all whatever characterization he has in his mind is what you are. I want to ask you about that, and I want to ask you about if you can clarify what you stand for, and I guess answer to what he's saying about you being establishment, being part of the machine, and you know, let's talk a little bit about that. Rebecca? I think I lost her.
I'm sorry. I have been trying very hard to be very graceful, very forgiving about everything that he is saying, because I assumed that maybe he was just mistaken and saying a lot of these things by accident. And certainly after he's been corrected, he would correct what he is saying on the stump and publicly. And what I have learned over the last couple of weeks is that's not true. He won't correct what he is saying, and he will continue to blatantly lie, and I'm done with it. Kevin Nicholson is an opportunist who has proven time and time again that he is willing to literally say or do anything in order to become a part of the political establishment that he claims to hate so much. And so I'm done sitting by and letting him malign and attack my character and what I have done over the last 12 years as an activist in the Republican Party, and in the same moment attack all of the activists who I have stood shoulder to shoulder with over that same time period. Because you and I both know, because we have been here for a long time fighting in the trenches for the conservative movement, that I was not the pick of the insiders. Mm-hmm. There is no one less establishment out there than me. I was hated by the very people I sought an endorsement from in 2010. You read that letter from Bob and Maggie about me coaching them through their colon cancer diagnosis? I was literally diagnosed with colon cancer during that ugly primary when I was running for lieutenant governor against 5 men, and I was not the pick of the Republican Party. I mean, there was bad stuff that went down, so bad that, you know, there's literally criminal complaint out there. There was a woman who went to jail over the experience of 2010. But despite it all, I persevered and I won over the very people I sought to impress with my work ethic and my mind my ideas, and my effort that year. And I continue to work that hard today for the people of the state of Wisconsin. But don't tell me that I am the establishment pick when I went through that with cancer in my belly the whole time. Don't tell me that I'm a part of a machine when I literally faced a recall election in the middle of chemotherapy, and the grassroots of this state and the grassroots of this country rose up to protect Governor Walker and me. And then the grassroots of this state rose up to stand with us when we did some of the greatest conservative reforms of all Wisconsin time.
Acton.
We became a right-to-work state. We're a Castle Doctrine state. We're a concealed carry state. We're a photo ID state. Yes, Act 10, which has saved $15 billion. We did pro-life reforms. We defunded Planned Parenthood on the state level. We cut taxes by $13 billion. That is because of the hard work of these people who are in all of these Republican parties across 72 counties who made the phone calls, who walked in the parades, who knocked the doors. They're not a machine. They are the best of the best grassroots of the state. And I'm not going to sit by while they continue to be insulted and lumped into a category that he desperately wants to be a part of.
Okay, so that's... Tell me how you really think, Rebecca. Okay, so the other...
Well, Mike, I'm just done.
Right,
done.
I know. I get it.
I'm through with it.
I know. And you know...
You know, you work so hard to be here. You know, I'm putting the best ideas out there every day to defeat Tony Evers, because Tony Evers is our opponent.
Right.
If we continue to form circular firing squads and just spit venom at each other, Tony Evers just sits over there licking his chops. Look at their Twitter feeds. Look at what they're saying in articles. They're sitting over there on the other side of the political aisle cackling at what they hope will be a dumpster fire over in the Republican Party. And Kevin Nicholson does not care. He lights the matches and tosses them in because he hopes that is his only way inside. Listen, I understand he may be angry that he could not run for United States Senate, but we're all angry too. It's just that we're angry at Tony Evers because he has wrecked this state. So let's all channel our anger against Tony Evers, and let's defeat him rather than turn brother against sister and defeat ourselves in the process. He likes to say, oh, we've lost so many statewide elections. Listen, man, I won 4 out of 5 of my statewide elections. I'll take that record over a 100% losing streak any day.
Amen. Okay, so Rebecca, when we come back, I'm going to take a break. I want to talk a little bit about the link to Robin Voss, that he's also, and you know, some of your critics on the right are saying that you're somehow linked to Robin Voss and under his thumb, which, you know, in my opinion, you know, saying that about a woman is really offensive.
It's garbage.
Yes. Right. But so let's talk about this right after our break, because I want to clear some things up. I want to give you an opportunity to respond to him linking you to Robin Voss and supposedly seeking out his endorsement. And we'll do that right after this break on WSAU Feedback. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thank you for joining me this morning. My guest, who has graciously held over during that last break, Rebecca Clayfish, a candidate for Wisconsin governor. Rebecca, thanks for holding during the break.
Absolutely.
All right. So when we parted, I teed this up, and I want to talk about your opponent is saying about you being under Voss's thumb and you being somehow linked to Robin Voss. Can we talk about that?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, so I know that he was saying that you, he essentially at the Manitowoc County Caucus, he essentially insinuated that anyone who endorses Rebecca Clayfish is somehow getting paid off for doing so. And can you talk about RAC? And, you know, for our listeners who aren't familiar with what RAC is, the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee. And, you know, I guess the work that you did to recruit candidates in the inner city, and then also how you work to recruit candidates for local races as well throughout the state. Let's talk about that and how somehow that is a bad thing and somehow that is associated with Robin Voss.
So Robin Voss, like every single other member of the Republican caucus in the assembly, is a member of an organization called the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee. And I never took money from Robin Voss. So that is an out and out blatant lie that my opponent is using to try and malign and insult me. The fact that Kevin Nicholson would insinuate that I am some junior version of any of the men in my professional or political life is insulting to all women in 2022, because it is 2022, Meg, mm-hmm. and I am allowed to run for political office all on my own. And so I am done hearing the insults about how I am somehow controlled by some man. I'm done. Cut it out.
Well,
as far as my work recruiting candidates for the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee, I'm proud of it. Because any Republican or anyone claiming to be a Republican should want to work really darn hard in order to recruit candidates in all districts, the darkest blue districts of the state, which is what I did for RAC, in order to make sure these Democrats don't run unopposed. And then after that, I actually started a little political action committee so I could help these people buy their yard signs and buy their literature. And then when Rebecca Pack wound up with more contributors than we ever anticipated because people across the state loved the idea of crowdfunding these challenger races, we started helping school board candidates across the state and town council and county board and judge candidates across Wisconsin. Because if we do not want to be a permanent minority party in this state, then we had better put up our dukes. Now, that is something that I can get that Kevin Nicholson does not understand, because he is a shapeshifter. And he was a member of the Democrat Party, literally stood on the stage of the DNC before he decided that it was easier for him to be in power if he became a Republican. And then he shapeshifted again, praising Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's shapeshifting again, trying to attack me. But let me tell you, I am happy to have done that consulting work to recruit those Republican Assembly candidates. But in the meantime, Kevin Nicholson did consulting work for liberal billionaire Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He is the same one who is funding Tony Evers and the Democrat Party of Wisconsin. So I would much rather help elect Republicans than do the bidding of a liberal scumbag in Illinois.
Well, Rebecca, so we have just a little bit of time before the 8:30 news. Would you please hold over? Because what I'd like to do is focus on, in the next half hour, I'd like to talk about what you are going to do, which is what I believe Republican candidates should be focused on, is what their platform is.
Yeah, I would love to get to the actual race.
Yes, yes.
As opposed to trying to clear the air and tell the truth. Because if we're going to spend half of the time in this campaign or the run-up to it, having to actually clarify and tell people the truth, it's going to be very frustrating. And Tony Evers and the Democrats are just going to sit over there on their pile of cash enjoying the show. This is exactly what happened when he ran against Leah Vukmir. And Leah, who is the eventual nominee, came out of that primary with very little cash. And then eventually we lost that race. I do not want to see this happen again. I am excited about taking Tony Evers on and winning that race and giving back control of the state of Wisconsin to the people of Wisconsin. This type of stuff, this is a waste of our time. Let's run against Tony Evers. I can't wait to talk about my ideas.
Okay. Well, thanks. So I take it that you will hold over during the break.
Yeah.
And okay,
absolutely.
We'll resume the conversation. Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to take a break on WSAU feedback. We'll go to the 8:30 news, and then I will rejoin my conversation with Rebecca Clayfish for Wisconsin governor right after this on WSAU.